You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We will be chatting to Dina Marker in just a couple of moments, but first we're going to listen to his track Heavy featuring La Favi and Ms. Nina.
Ya viene el verano, eso significa nos volvemos a ver. Sé que ando viste con otras, baby. Tú no eres Maluma, pero sé que las tienes. Y hoy me levanté de buen humor. Salgo pa' la calle con mi lindo short. Me pregunta qué sabe mi nalga. Le digo a Tutti Frutti y un poquito de banana. Pero mira, mira, al natural. Con el pelo suelto y siempre con las Nike. Pero mira, mira, al natural. Me río de mí misma, por eso te gusto más. Venga, baby, no me señales. Todavía vives con tu madre. Vamos a celebrar que estamos bien. Deja la pelea, yo sé que me quieres.
Sé que tú me quieres.
Heavy featuring La Favi and Ms. Nina by Dina Marker, who we have in studio. Hello, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Oh, it's so exciting to have you up here. This is your first time in Aotearoa, New Zealand. How are
exactly.
you finding it?
I love it. I love it. I got to see a bit of nature yesterday and we saw baby seal.
Oh, so
I'm
good.
Happy. I'm happy.
We're just trying to pretend that happens all the time.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we just see them all the time. That's very exciting. Hey, you're playing tonight at Whammy Backroom, brought over by Community Garden, awesome little crew of people out in Tamaki Makaurau. And you're based out in Sweden as well.
Exactly.
But your family's originally from Chile.
Exactly.
And you're also part of the Staycore crew. So a whole plethora of awesome things that you do. Let's just start by talking about your music a bit, though, because it's almost impossible to give it a label. How would you best describe it?
I don't know. I feel like I always just ask people to listen to it because I'm really bad at describing. I feel like it's, I never know what genre to say. I just feel like it's just different stuff that inspire me and then it happens.
Like, do you kind of go for like a feeling or something that you sort of want to achieve when you're making music?
Yeah, mostly sometimes I think of a place I want to go to and then I start making music to take me to that place. Or sometimes I just want to I feel like I just want to imagine myself somewhere else, I think. Mm-hmm. And just like, I sort of think of the dance floor and like, when you're at the dance floor, you're always, it would be cool to just have people like look inwards instead of like your surroundings, kind of like that.
Totally. I think that's the best kind of dance music, takes you into another totally different headspace and you kind of get that beautiful community of people having a lovely time and dancing, but you also get to feel it in yourself too.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I like. Yeah.
So I'm hoping that's the vibe that will be happening down at Whammy Backroom tonight.
I feel like it's impossible to not want to like just move your body when listening to some of these tracks.
Yeah.
Hard out. So how did you get into DJing? Did you start when you were a teenager?
Yeah, I started really young. When I was like 13, maybe. There was like a DJ course at my community center. And so I just went there. Like, I didn't know that much about DJing before. It was just something that was offered. But then I got really stuck. Like, the teacher was really into it, and he was really enthusiastic about teaching, and he showed us like all the big DJ names and everything. We were kids, so we were just hooked.
That's so cool. Yeah. It's always great to have like a charismatic teacher as well, who's like, this is a fun thing that you should do. It always gets people hooked in a really good way. So can you talk a little bit about Staycore for people who don't know what Staycore is? Mm-hmm. What is Staycore? Who are you guys? What do you do?
Like, it started off, I mean, it still is a label, but it started off as a label as well. But then it kind of went to like, a collective kind of thing. But like, we never decided it to be that. It just like, we just started releasing music from other artists, and then it became like a family. But, and then, yeah, it just happened organically, I guess. So it's just, there's no like a genre either, which just, the name comes from staying true to your core, so just making music that's like true for you. Mm-hmm. Like, it can be, I don't know, it can be like something super slow, it can be dancing music, it can be something really aggressive. Like, it doesn't matter, as long as you're not like copying someone else or just doing something that's untrue to yourself. Like, you're just doing it for, just because you want to like make like true art.
Absolutely. Kinda, yeah. So how do you find people for Staycore? Do they kind of find you?
Like, in the beginning, it was like a mix. Some of them found us, but most of them we found them. Actually like 50-50, I guess. But it's been kind of slow lately. Like, you know, now I think everyone is just like, we needed like our start with the label, but then we all of us got like, okay, now we're really comfortable in making music, so we just like kept on making music.
Yeah.
So we haven't actually worked that much on the label. I just keep releasing my stuff there. But
awesome. Yeah. It's kind of great, though. It's nice to have a home base that you can come back to and have your sort of crew or your family, basically, around you who can support you through music making as well. That sort of seems to be the energy behind Sol de Mi Vida Vocalized. So that's what we were just listening to, the track before this. That came off that. So can you tell us a little bit about how this project came about?
Well, I first released like the instrumentals. I mean, the original plan was to do an EP, because I got Rinse, the label, reached out to me and they said like, would you want to release an EP with us, but with vocals? And I was like, yeah, I've been wanting to do vocals for so long, but like, I think I just needed that push. Mm-hmm. And we started working. I did like the seven instrumentals. And then when it was finished, I was like, but damn, this is really good without vocals as well.
Yeah.
So we should do we should split it up. Let's do a release with the without the vocals, and then like a surprise release with the vocals a month after. That was the idea. Mm-hmm. But then it took like a year because I had never worked with vocals before. I didn't realize that like getting stems takes forever sometimes. Like, sometimes it's super fast. So it just, yeah. But yeah, that was how it became.
You work with some really incredible people on here. You've got Cuckoo Chloe on there, Earth Eater, Pia Quenders, amongst a whole bunch of other amazing people. Did you approach them, or are they people already in your orbit?
Some of them, I think all of them were in my orbit except for maybe Pierre, because I just met him randomly, because he also runs a party in Canada. So they booked me, and then on the way, like, he picked me up in the airport, and we were just talking about music, and I didn't know he made music. He showed me some of his.
Awesome.
And then I showed me some of the tracks. He was like, yeah, I would love to jump on it. And that was kind of it. And then Earth Eater, it was like through a friend, just email. All of the others I knew since before.
That's so cool. Oh, it's such an amazing album, and it's awesome to have like two lives to a project too, to be able to give something, you know, a kind of a new lick of paint and a whole totally new, you know, approach as well. It's really exciting. You've also got a new project coming out quite soon as well. What's that one?
That's just like what I started doing after when I finished this vocalist project. I've got really inspired, and I really want to work more with the vocals. Maybe like even produce other artists instead of just doing my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just started doing like, I call them like perfect loops, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I started like, I just did like maybe like a 20-second loop. And when I was really, really satisfied with that, I just like I made it a bit longer, and like, because I think I just wanted to make like something that had place, that had like that you can put vocals on. Mm-hmm. But I mean, this album won't have any vocals, but it's just like the idea is just coming from beat making, I guess.
So I
did like one of the one beat a day, and this is where the finished project.
That's so exciting. And what's the title of that project?
It's called Fantasylandia.
I love it. That's great. I think that gives you a good idea for what it's going to sound
like.
It really
makes you dream, I think.
So what are the vibes you're hoping to bring to Whammy Backroom tonight?
I mean, mostly what I always do, just something really dreamy, like it takes you away, but also, I mean, you're going to dance. It's going to be for the lower part of your body.
Nice. Get your hips out, Auckland.
Exactly.
Hey, it's such a pleasure to have you in the studio this morning,
so
Dina Marker. Please come back to New Zealand again soon.
I would love to. Thank you.
Hey, we're going to finish with Luna, which is again from the wonderful Vocalized album. This made it into the 95BFM Top 10, I think a couple of times. It did that thing where it climbed up, then it crept out, and then it came back in again.
So cool. I love it.
We're big fans, and we hope it goes well tonight.
Yeah, thank you so much.
BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.